And you should have seen that lab character's face when he looked over the graphs. That was the only time all day I had trouble controlling myself.
Gus, in back of the door. Arnie.
Okay. Yeah? Who is it?
Me, Doc.
Okay, open it. Hello, Doc. I never expected to see you over here. Gus, rustle up a drink for the doc.
No drink, thanks. Vince, I've got to talk to you.
Sure, don't I know it? The boys and me just finished drawing this payroll layout for you to look over. Pull up a chair. Arnie's got us in stitches over his lie test. Well, you here?
I got to hand it to you, Doc. All those hours of drilling, but they were sure worth it. You'll never hear a beep out of me again.
That's right, I won't. And I'll never look over another layout either. That's what I come to talk about.
Huh?
I'm ending our relationship, Vince. I'm through.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Doc. Let's not go off the deep end.
No, I'm not.
Oh, sure you are. Sit down and calm yourself. Hey, boys, how do you like that for brains? Doc's not satisfied with his cut, and he dreams up this act to put on the squeeze.
This isn't any act, Vince. I've gone over the whole thing with my wife, and she's made me see daylight.
Oh, you went over it with your wife?
Huh? Yes. It was crazy getting tied up with you in the first place, all right. I was desperate, I admit it. I'm even grateful to you for the help. But it had to end sometime before it was too late. Nettie and I are leaving town, so this is goodbye.
You're leaving?
Yes, maybe with a fresh start.
On my money.
Well...
On the money you got from me when you didn't have what to eat.
Vince, I said I was grateful. I am. But I think I've done my part in paying you back.
You think wrong, Doc. Leaving town wouldn't be a very bright move. I advise against it.
I'm sorry.
Doc, hold it, Gus. I'll take care of this.
Now, it's no use, Vince. I've made up my mind.
Doc, you're wrong. Dead wrong.
I don't think so.
You haven't done your part paying me back, not even a little. I've taken a real fancy to doing things scientific-like, and I'm not going back to doing them any different.
Vince, I know how you feel.
You don't know. You don't begin to know how I feel. So now I'm telling you. I feel you're not leaving town, you're staying, and Gus and Arnie will be watching every move to see that you do. Now, here's your copy of the layout. Take it home and look it over. Phone me on the angles. Go on, take it.
I said I was ending our relationship, Vince. I meant it.
Uh-huh. Arnie?
You heard what he said? Take it! What's more, Vince?
No, I think that's enough. Doc catches quick. He didn't know how I feel, now he knows. Right, Doc?
To the director, Washington Confidential. Examination of personnel records, police laboratory technicians reveals two possibilities, one promising. Inquiry shows Bay City technician fired from department last year in gambling connection with ex-convict Vince Connors. Seen in company robbery suspect Arnie Lenza. Agent Reynolds checking technician's home circumstances. Will advise. Sign it, Stephen.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Daniels. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, Mr. Reynolds. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry my husband wasn't here, but he should be back by tomorrow. You can talk to him then.
That'll be fine. Oh, it's just a matter of routine. Nothing to worry him about. Mrs. Daniels?
Goodbye, Mr. Reynolds. I'll tell my husband he may hear from you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
He's gone?
Dan, he said...
I heard. Just a matter of routine. Nothing to worry me about. What's the matter?
Maybe it would be better. Dan, maybe it would be better if...
If what?
If you spoke to the man. If you told the FBI the truth.
What?
You can't go on like this, Dan. Those men will never let you go. You know that now. Maybe this is the best way out.
No, Nettie, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. Don't say such a thing.
Darling.
I just couldn't, Nettie.
All right.
If I spoke to him, if I told them the truth, what would happen to me and to you, Nettie? I couldn't stand it if you...
All right, Dan. You don't have to.
Nettie, I'm sorry. I never should have done this to you. I should have realized...
Oh, don't, darling, don't.
I'm sorry. Going to the FBI isn't the best way out, Nettie. I think I've got a better one.
Dan...
I got myself into this mess. I should at least be smart enough to get myself out. Now, I've been working on something ever since I left Vince Connors. I didn't want to show you until I was sure.
Show me what?
This. this photostat. I made it up myself.
Photostat?
It's a copy of a confession, Nettie. A complete confession revealing every detail of the robberies and all the names. Gus, Arnie, Vince Connors. It also includes my name and what I did.
But if you send that to the police...
I'm not sending it anywhere. I'm going to show Vince the original when I see him. Now, I want you to put this copy in our vault box at the bank.
Our vault box?
I do it myself, but Vince warned me they'd be watching me.
Dan, you don't think that he'll...
I do, Nettie. With a photostatic copy secure in our vault, I think Vince will have to let me go. Now, will you take it to the bank, dear?
Of course, Dan, of course I will. But I'm not sure...
Nettie, nothing's ever sure, but if anything should ever happen to me, Vince will know what'll happen to him. He said he likes things scientific-like. Well, maybe this will oblige him.
Back to the scientific touch in just a moment.
Friends, this is Jimmy Wallington. You know, many great men have attained the highest office in our land, the presidency of the United States. Can you guess the name of this man? He was born in New York in 1800, the son of a farmer. He studied law, was admitted to the bar, and began to practice in New York State. Later, he became a member of the House of Representatives and served for 27 years in one public office or another. In 1848, he was elected vice president and became president on the death of Zachary Taylor. During his administration, many important events took place. The Missouri Compromise was signed. Commodore Perry made his historic expedition to Japan. Daniel Webster was his Secretary of State. You should have his name by now, but in case you don't, here's one more important clue. Although he was originally the candidate of the Whig Party, he ran for re-election under the standards of what was known as the National American Party and was defeated. Yes, he was Millard Fillmore, 13th President of the United States. His life is part of your American heritage.
Act three of tonight's story on the FBI in Peace and War, The Scientific Touch.
Okay, Gus, pull up here. I'll walk the rest of the way.
Right.
Give me 5 minutes with him, then bring her along. And Arnie...
Yes,
keep her quiet. If she gives you any trouble, stop it. You know what I mean?
She won't give me no trouble.
Okay, 5 minutes. Then bring her along.
Yes, who is it?
Me, Vince. Who are you expecting, Davy Crockett? Well, sir, close the door and pour me your two fingers.
What are you doing here, Vince?
What does it look like I'm doing? I come over to see what new angles you've got for the payroll job. Your wife in?
No, she isn't.
Good. Women in business don't mix right with me. Well, what have you got for me, Doc?
No angles, Vince.
No? I thought we had that kind of talk all tucked away.
You thought wrong.
You haven't looked over the layout.
No, I haven't. And I don't intend to.
Changed your mind, that it?
That's it.
How come?
I wanted time to figure some way to force your hand.
Uh-huh. And you figured it.
I did. That's why Nettie isn't here.
The wife again. She's in this, too.
Both of us. We're ending relations whether you like it or not.
What makes you think so, Doc?
I'll show you.
Don't bother. I'll show you.
Huh?
I'll show you. This is what makes you think so, isn't it? Well?
Vince?
Uh-huh.
Where did you get that? Where did you get it?
Where else, Doc? The wife's purse.
Nettie?
Yes, sir. That's where. Gus and Arnie, you know how polite they are with the ladies. Offer the missus a lift and come up with a surprise photostat. How do you like that, huh?
Vince, if either of them...
Say that they'll be here with her in a minute. You can tell them direct.
He'll be here?
Uh-huh.
Gus and Arnie followed her.
Play it safe, I always say.
I should have known not to send her.
You should have known a lot of things, Doc, a smart guy like you. You should have known not to force my hand with a photostat to the cops.
She wasn't going to the cops.
Come again?
No, she wasn't. She was only...
Oh, Doc, Doc. Nice try, only it won't work.
No, it's the truth.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It is, Vince.
Stow it.
But
I said stow it! You're a corpse, Doc. Also, you're a fool. You had a warning from me. You acted up and you had a warning. Didn't I warn you? Didn't I? So now you're a corpse. The both of you, as soon as Gus brings her in that door.
No.
And it'll be scientific, Doc, real scientific. I learned just how to do it from you. An accident, maybe, or suicide. Go answer it, Doc.
You're crazy.
You're all their loving ones in. Go open the door.
Vince, she had nothing to do with us. Leave Nettie out.
Doc.
Listen to me now.
Go open the door, Doc. Go open it or I'll let you have it right now.
Vince.
You heard me. Open it.
My name's Reynolds, Doc. I'm an agent of the FBI.
Oh, thank God you came back. There's a dangerous criminal inside with a gun.
We know all about it, Doc. Huh? We know all about it. Now take it easy. Your wife's safe.
What? She's safe, Doc. Take it easy. Stand over there out of range.
Vince Connors. Vince Connors.
Yeah, what do you want?
We're federal officers, Connors. Come on out of there with your hands up.
The house is covered front and back, Connors. Come on out. You're having a chance.
Oh, yeah?
Chief. Vince Connors.
All right. All right. I'm hurt. Don't shoot. I'm coming out.
The defense, offered in behalf of Doc Daniels, attempted to plead temporary insanity brought on by the damaging loss of his job. But Daniels himself chose to be a forthright witness, convincing a jury that he was sane and fully aware of the nature of his acts. Vince Connors and his confederates received prison terms of 15 years each. But in consideration of his age and cooperation with the prosecution, Daniel's sentence was reduced by the presiding judge to 5 years. Our files are closed on The Scientific Touch. In tonight's story, Bill Smith played the part of Doc Daniels, Harold Huber was Vince Connors. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.